stories can help people make very important changes in their lives. Stories are fun to tell and to listen to. Those of us who have ever read any comic books are probably familiar with origin stories, such as the origin of Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, etc. I've always loved reading all types of stories, as well as fairy tales, fantasies, and fables, and you know, they usually have an important piece of truth in them, or a lesson worthwhile learning. In one way, that's what this website is all about. That is, to learn things that will help us navigate the journey of life more creatively and successfully. And so, that is the reason for the existence of this precious tale, which I know will make a difference for you. And now, this story is called The Origin of the Starfish. Once upon a time, before time as we now know it began, there was no horizon to gaze at, showing the joining of the sky and the sea. A wonderful star was a hero of the sky. He roamed the skies helping and saving others, making a difference, making better lives for many parts of the sky, including the sun and the moon and all the meteors and clouds. He knew only of the sky because of its vastness, and he had never been anywhere else. One day, a giant eruption in the sky brought stressful, stormy weather. And this was light years before the song was written. And also it brought lightning, a bolt of which knocked our brave hero star right out of the sky. As he fell, hoping he wouldn't die, he hoped even harder that he could live a long life to accomplish his mission. He finally fell into a wetness that at that moment he didn't know was the sea, because he had never seen the sea before. The impact brought darkness and unconsciousness to our hero, the star. And when his eyes opened again, he felt the most caressing, loving light coming from a creature of such beautiful and yet confusing sculpture. She had the looks of a beautiful woman combined with a magnificent fish, neither of which he had ever seen before. But as fairy tales go, a part of the sky called the star had just met a part of the sea called the mermaid, or ladyfish, as she was known throughout the sea, especially in the ocean around England. The hero had met the healer who nursed him back to life with her loving powers. And also, as all good fairy tales go, they fell in love, got married, and lived part of their time in the sky, helping all things that needed help in that sky world, and part of their time in the sea, helping all things in the sea world. And lo and behold, the horizon was thus created, joining the sky and the sea forevermore. Perhaps you're wondering what they called their children. Can you guess? If you guessed starfish, you are right forever. Even if you didn't guess starfish, you are right forever, because now you know. And ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, that's what this story and this website is all about. The starfish is here to make a positive difference for you forevermore. That's right. And so are you. So just right. Please stay tuned for zillions more of Starfish Creations.